Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Introduction to True Leadership. Leadership. It's a concept that has been misunderstood since the beginning of time. Many have mistaken management for leadership. Many in management positions have erroneously thought themselves leaders when all they had was an organizational skill, the ability to manage situations and systems, or an outgoing personality. Management is about working with things, systems. Leadership is about working with people. Working with people is far more important than working with things. Not that working with things, methodologies, procedures, strategies, tactics, and systems is not important. It is. But if we only work with things, there's only so much we can accomplish. If we work well with people, we can teach people to work with things and other people, and thereby accomplish far more. If nothing else, we need to learn to lead ourselves. If we cannot lead ourselves, we cannot lead others well, not to mention the mess we can make of our lives. We will not find someone leading others well who does not first lead themselves well. Oh, we may lead others for a bit, or we may lead others because we are positional leaders, which are level one, the lowest level of leader. Someone gave them the position. But soon, those who do not lead themselves well or who do not study how to lead will reach the, quote, lid on their leadership ability and become stagnant in their ability to move themselves or their organization. We must constantly be raising our leadership lid, knowledge, ability, so that we are able to help others grow themselves and help others grow others. It's a continuous process. There are different levels of leadership, and many get stuck at certain levels until they learn how to grow their own leadership lid. Where do the best leadership principles come from? The author of life. No one knows better than he who created the heart, mind, and soul. There are a lot of leadership concepts in practice around the world. The best principles are those that God has graciously shared with us. The principles that continually work well are the ones that resonate with the heart and mind. If we are dealing with things, management, we can have a more calculated interaction with them, the things. But if we are dealing with people, God has given us proper ways for working with one another. And even if we don't believe in God, when we steal from God by using his principles, leadership always goes better because it's how we are made to function in the first place. I've been on all sides of the leadership spectrum, from a believing and a non-believing perspective, from being a worker bee to a leader, CEO, to learning and teaching leadership from the top experts in the world. Leadership is about people, always has been, always will be. And you'll hear me say that a million times. No one is born a leader. Leadership is taught. Some personality types have a good propensity for leadership, but still need to learn the principles of good leadership in order to not fail leading others. Some people call those who have a bent to be outspoken and oriented toward delegating good leaders, or those that are entrepreneurial in nature, good leaders. In fact, without deep, proper leadership training, those personalities just mentioned tend to be the poorest of leaders. They may be great at starting an organization, but soon it requires more people to grow the organization, and the lack of true leadership understanding will cause most to fail, or at least not to grow very well. Can you build an organization without using these principles? Absolutely. Would it last or cost you significantly more? Definitely. Does that mean you are guaranteed success if you use these principles? No. But the chances of you going further, building great relationships, succeeding, and enjoying life are much greater. Even church leadership isn't guaranteed to succeed. Although leadership is one of the spiritual gifts God gives to some, He doesn't give it to all, or even most. In my church leadership counseling, consulting, and training, I have encountered way too many preachers that are not good leaders. They're good at preaching, but not good at leading people, the very heart and purpose of a church. So much so, I wrote a book on it. Fortunately, those who are supposed to lead a church, the elders, not an individual preacher, typically have the personality for good leadership and can and do learn to lead best. Not always, but they typically have the character for learning to lead well. I go more into personality in a later chapter. Leadership is a learned skill, and the best principles come from a true understanding of people and how they are created. The Bible deals well with the heart of mankind and how to love and lead others. This book is a year's worth of daily devotionals, 366 or more of them, covering many, many leadership characteristics and the supporting biblical understanding of those characteristics. I pulled from my 45 plus years of experience, both good and bad, from leadership training, as well as from all the other great leadership concepts from my leadership mentors and teachers over the years, and finally and most importantly, from God and His teachings. Each principle will add to your true understanding of leadership, and it will help you grow as a leader in all aspects of life, including yourself, your spouse, your children, friends, coworkers, even your boss. Yes, you can lead up. And you can learn to use these principles in every sphere of life, spiritual, family, physical, career, financial, intellectual, and social. Although you can start anywhere in this book, it's best to start at the beginning. Thoughts and concepts build on earlier ones. Having said that, each principle does stand on its own. Many of the top leadership trainers in the world live by these principles, as well as others who borrow from them to make their points. Even psychologists and neuroscientists bring forth findings which don't typically deviate from these principles, because all truth is God's truth. It all starts with the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated, or maybe better said, to treat others the way God treats them, with steadfast love and kindness. The second great commandment that Jesus left us is to love one another, or love our neighbor, as ourself. That includes those you lead. Who is your neighbor? Anyone around you. One final thought: don't simply put these things into practice to be a better leader, though that's a noble task. Put them into practice because they are the right thing to do. If you do these things for selfish gain, you've already missed the point, though in one sense that's okay. We will deal with that as we go through these concepts of true leadership. Don't agree with a concept or thought? Wrestle with it. Struggle with it. Test it. Allow these things to change your heart and mind toward yourself and others, and purpose to practice these things in your daily living. Also, if you don't believe in God, and you don't believe in the practices of Christianity, but you're willing to read this, keep reading, keep listening, keep following it, because I think you'll find that the truth of it will bear itself out as you go through your daily living. And remember the things that you learn, because they're good practices. In fact, they are the same practices as the number one leadership experts in the world. Seriously. So, in any event, enjoy. Let me know if you have any questions. Be intentional. Much love and blessings.